Thank you. temni hep şiente yazlı borose marti
servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written more boldly to you on some points as reminding you because of the grace given to me by God, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not announced, they shall see, and those who have not heard shall understand. For this reason I also have been much hindered from coming to you. But now, no longer having a place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you, whenever I journey to Spain, I shall come to you. For I hope to see you on my journey, and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. But now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. It pleased them indeed, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things. Therefore, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I shall go by way of you to Spain. But I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Oh, The Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of the God, the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith and for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yeah. سادس فصل من أعمال أبانا رسل الأطهار مشمولين بنعمة الروح القدس بركتهم تكون معنا أمين. رجع برنابا وشاول من أورشليم بعدما كمل خدمة وأخذ معهما يوحنا الملقب مرقس. وكان في أنطاكيا في الكنيسة هناك أنبياء ومعلمون برنابا وسمعان الذي يدعى نيجر ولوكيوس القيرواني ومناين الذي تربى مع هيرودس رئيس الربع وشاول. وبينما هم يخدمون الرب ويسمون قال الروح القدس افرزوا لي برنابا وشاول للعمل الذي دعوتهما إليه. فصاموا حينئذ وصلوا ووضعوا عليهما الأيادي ثم أطلقوهما. فهذان إذ أرسل من الروح القدس انحدر إلى سلوكية ومن هناك سافر في البحر إلى قبرص. ولما صار في سالاميس نادايا بكلمة الله في مجامع اليهود وكان معهما يوحنا خادما. ولما اجتاز الجزيرة إلى بافوس وجد رجلا ساحرا نبيا كذابا يهوديا اسمه بار يشوع كان مع الوالي سيرجيوس بولس وهو رجل فهيم. فهذا دعا برنابا وشاول والتمس أن يسمع كلمة الله. فقاومهما عليهم الساحر لأن هكذا يترجم اسم طالبا أن يفسد الوالي عن الإيمان. وأما شاول الذي هو بولس أيضا فامتلأ من الروح القدس وشخص إليه وقال أيها الممتلأ كل غش وكل خبث يا ابن إبليس يا عدو كل بر ألا تزال تفسد سبل الله المستقيمة؟ فالآن هو وزع يد الرب عليك فتكون أعمى لا تبصر الشمس إلى حين. ففي الحال سقط عليه ضباب والظلمة فجعل يدور ملتمسا من يقوده بيديه. فالوالي حينئذ لما رأى ما جرى آمن مندهشا من تعليم الرب وكلمة الرب تنمو وتزداد وتثبت في كنيسة الله المقدسة أمين.
Today, the third day of the blessed month of Paun, may God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity for forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, of my Father, my brethren. Amen. Today marks the martyrdom of St. Eladius, bishop of one of the countries of the East. One day he rebuked governor Eolicus for worshipping the idols. The governor replied, "If I am in your opinion infidel, because I do not worship that who was crucified, I shall make you also forsake worshipping him." Then the governor handed him to one of his officers, who tortured Eladius without mercy for 1 year. He lit a fire in a pit and threw him in it, which did not harm him. Many believed when they witnessed the miracle, and he ordered them beheaded. Thus they received the crowns of the martyrdom. Finally, they beheaded the saint, and he received the crown of the martyrdom. Blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. Today also of the year 1630 of the martyrs, the great Saint Abba Abraham, bishop of Fayum and Giza, departed. This saint was born in the year of 1545 of the martyrs, 1829 AD, in the city of Dilga, to godly parents. They called him Paul Gabriel and brought him up with a Christian upbringing. They sent him to the church school, where he learned religious subjects, memorized the psalms, and studied. The Holy Scripture, Abba Yusuf, bishop of Sunaba, ordained him a deacon for the church of Dilga. He loved a life of asceticism, prayers, and seclusion. Since his young age, he became a monk when he was 19 years at the monastery of the Virgin St. Mary, known as El Maharra Monastery, by the name of Paul Gabriel El Maharra'i. He was meek, humble, with a pure life, and he liked to be alone. Accordingly, the monks loved him. When Abba Jacobus, bishop of Minya, heard of him, he summoned him to serve the diocese. He ordained him a priest in the year 1863 AD, and after he served the archdiocese for the period for time, he returned to his monastery. In the monastery, they ordained him hegumen and appointed him an abbot for the monastery. He cared for the poor and for improving the condition of the monastery spiritually and financially. He developed and improved its agricultural land. As he increased his charity toward the poor, some of the monks became more resentful of him. They complained against him to Amba Marcos, Metropolitan of Bahira, who was the acting patriarch after the departure of Pope Demetrius II. Amba Marcos accepted their complaints and deposed Father Bulis as the abbot of their monastery. Shortly after his dismissal, he left along with some of his disciples and went to El Baramos Monastery. The abbot of El Baramos Monastery at that time was Hegumen Yohanna the scribe, who became later on Pope Cyrillus V, the 112th patriarch. In the year of 1881 AD, Pope Cyrillus V consecrated him as a bishop for the diocese of Fayum and Giza by the name of Amba Abraham. During his episcopate, he became famous for two attributes. The first was his charity to the multitude of the poor and the needy. The second one was his prayer of faith. Many miracles and signs were performed throughout his prayers. His fame was spread to all parts of Egypt and abroad. Amba Abraham was well read of the holy books. He was an ascetic, simple in his food and clothes. He was in the habit of praying with the people daily, the vesper prayer in the church, explained to them the Holy Bible, and answered their questions. After he shepherded his flock with the best of care, he departed in peace. Multitudes of Christians and non-Christians walked in his funeral procession. His pure body was laid in the tomb, which he prepared for himself in the monastery of Abu Sifin in El Azab in Fayum. Many miracles were manifested from his body after his departure, and his tomb became and still in a pilgrimage image for many. With divine providence, the body of this saint was honored during the papacy of Pope Shenouda III and the episcopacy of Amba Abraham, Bishop of Fayum. The pure body was relocated from his tomb under the sanctuary in the middle of May, year of 1987 AD. And was placed in a new reliquary. It remained before the main sanctuary in the church till the 2nd of June, year 1987 AD. When the pure body was placed in the shrine and it was prepared for it in his new sanctuary in the presence of many our fathers and bishop, the blessing of the prayer of this great saint be with us all, amen. On this day also the ascetic Saint Martha departed. She was born in one of the cities of Egypt to the wealthy Christian parents. She lived in dissolute life on the Feast of the Nativity. She went to the church, but the deacon in charge prevented her from entering the church because of her ill repute. A confrontation took place between her and the doorkeeper, and when the bishop heard the clamor, he came. When he saw the girl, he said to her, "Do you not know, O my daughter, that the house of God is holy, and only the pure enter it?" She was touched by these words and wept and replied, "Accept me, O my father, for I am repent from this instant, and I have decided not to go back to my sinful life." The bishop said to her, "If it is true what you have said, go and bring back her all your silk clothes and gold ornaments." She went in haste and brought back all her possessions and gave them to the bishop. He ordered to burn them, then shaved off the hair of her head. He put on her the monastic garb and sent her to one of the convents. She fought a great spiritual fight, and she frequently said in her prayers, "O Lord, if I could not bear the disgrace from the servant of your house, so please do not put me to shame before your angels and saints." She continued her spiritual fight for 25 years, during which she did not go out of the door of the convent, and then departed in peace. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Yeah.
Of Gizathita.
Oh, Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the disciples and the apostles, many prophets, righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear which ye have not heard them. But as for I for thee see, and your ear for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospel, to the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our must forbidden us to remember in supplications and pray which are upon to you, Lord our God. Those ever even us to pray upon them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Yeah.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel from our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of the uprightness. Cause me to hear your love and kindness in the morning. For in you do I trust. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And he said to them, Which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, Do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him, because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask it?